2020 Democrats seek voters in an unusual spot, Fox News. There is an unlikely new hot spot for Democratic candidates, Fox News. President Trump's favorite network is increasingly playing host to hopefuls from the Democratic presidential field, eager for exposure to the vast Fox News audience, even as they risk a backlash from others in the party who view the network as an ideological menace. The expedition into what many liberals consider enemy territory picked up this week after Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont appeared at a town hall on the network, drawing the biggest television audience of any 2020 Democratic candidate so far, more than 2.5 million people, while pitching himself to Trump-leaning viewers who may be willing to cross party lines next year. On Wednesday, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said she had agreed to a Fox News town hall-style event next month. Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, is in advanced talks with the network. Julian Castro, the former housing secretary, is close to signing on, and Senators Kirsten Gillibrand of New York and Cory Booker of New Jersey say they are open to the idea. The debate over whether to appear on Fox News reflects in some ways a larger divide in the party as it ponders how to retake the White House, should Democrats focus on expanding and mobilizing the various coalitions that make up their base, or seek inroads with the millions of Americans who supported Mr. Trump in 2016. For Mr. Buttigieg's ascendant campaign, the answer, in a saturated media age, was easy. We are going to talk to voters everywhere and we are going to meet them where they are, said Lee Smith, who oversees media strategy for Mr. Buttigieg, who in March became the first 2020 Democratic candidate to sit for an interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. The outdated approach of taking a calculated and risk-averse approach to the media needs to be put in the past. Voters are going to reward fearlessness, Ms. Smith added, even if that comes with a mistake here or there. Make sense of the people, issues and ideas shaping American politics with our newsletter. Fox News town halls are moderated by news anchors like Brett Baer, not the network's hard right commentators. But the fealty that pundits like Sean Hannity show to Mr. Trump have many establishment Democrats apprehensive. Last month, the Democratic National Committee took the unusual step of barring Fox News from sponsoring any of its presidential primary debates, saying its inappropriate relationship with the administration made it unfit to stage a fair event. Critics say that Democrats who go on the network lend credibility to a platform that many liberal voters view as xenophobic, toxic, and an incorrigible mouthpiece for the president. I understand the short-term incentives for Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg to appear on Fox News, but putting an imprimatur of legitimacy on one of the most destructive forces in American politics has long-term consequences. Dan Pfeiffer, a former senior advisor to President Barack Obama and a host of the liberal podcast Pod Save America, wrote on Twitter on Tuesday, Ms. Smith fired back, noting on Twitter that Mr. Obama had sat for interviews with the former Fox News star Bill O'Reilly. Even Mr. Trump seemed mystified to see Mr. Sanders, one of his sharpest critics, granted Fox News airtime to call the president a pathological liar. Among other epithets, so weird to watch crazy Bernie on at Fox News. Mr. Trump tweeted on Tuesday, as a loyal viewer displeased by an unexpected story arc, what's with at Fox News? The president wrote, Mr. Trump has been complaining about Fox News for many months. But the campaign's strategy is to depict Democrats as too extreme for the country, and it fears that candidates will seem more presentable if Fox News introduces them in a friendly way. Mr. Trump and some of his advisors are also irked that Fox News is showcasing not just Mr. Sanders, but a moderate like Ms. Klobuchar of Minnesota, a Midwest state where the Trump campaign is looking to make headway. According to people familiar with their thinking, check out the Democratic field with our candidate tracker, Mr. Sanders received generally positive reviews for his appearance on Fox News, but other Democrats remain wary. Senator Kamala Harris of California, in an interview on Pod Save America on Wednesday, said she would think about appearing on Fox News, although she declined to commit. I'm not excluding anyone in terms of trying to earn their vote and compete for their vote, she said. There's a whole other conversation to be had about how Fox News does their work and the bias with which they do it, Mr. Castro's campaign, in its talks with the network, had questions about who the audience would be and whether the event would be conducted in a nonpartisan manner, according to Jennifer Fiore, a senior advisor. But it was satisfied with the responses it received, including that the audience would be made up of independents and Democrats. The appearance has not been scheduled, but the two sides appear close to setting a date, Mr. Castro has always campaigned for every vote, Democrat and Republican, Ms. Fiore said, noting that he had served as a mayor in a red state. Some Democratic strategists pointed out that an appearance on Fox News grants access to the top-rated cable news channel. The network routinely beats its rivals CNN and MSNBC in overall ratings, along with the favorable optics of wading into the lion's den, essentially signaling to voters that a candidate is unafraid to engage with a challenging moderator and a potentially skeptical audience. Others note that in last year's midterm elections, Democrats were able to wrest four Midwestern governorships from Republicans, including three in states Mr. Trump captured in 2016, showing the value of trying to win back voters in that region who might be disenchanted with the president. It's just a smart place to be, said Tad Devine, Mr. Sanders's longtime strategist, who is not working for his campaign this year. In politics, the downsides are inevitable. You have to weigh them against the upsides. And the upside is you get to talk to millions of people, and maybe rally the faithful, too. After Mr. Sanders's appearance Monday, he blasted out a fundraising appeal about it to his supporters, embedding a Fox News clip in which audience members cheered his Medicare for All plans. Last night Bernie showed why he is the best candidate to beat Trump, the email declared. Other Democrats argue that the Fox News audience is unnecessary, pointing to the excitement surrounding candidates like former Representative Beto O'Rourke, whose unapologetically liberal run for the Senate in Texas last year galvanized voters and donors, pushing him to within 3 points of victory. Then there is a broader concern that the symbiosis between Fox News stars and the Trump administration means the network will not treat Democrats fairly. On Monday, hours before Mr. Sanders went on the network, the chairman of the DNC told a Fox News interviewer that he had no plans to reconsider his decision to bar the network from sponsoring an official party debate. "I don't have faith in your leadership at Fox News at the senior levels," the chairman, Tom Perez, told the anchor Bill Hemmer. Mr. Hemmer, who works on the reporting side of the network, pushed back, comparing Fox News's opinion programming to that of a newspaper's editorial page. "We'll give you a fair shake," he said. That argument has been echoed by Fox News executives, who say that the Democrats' debate decision was short-sighted and that the network's reporters serve as neutral journalists. Mr. Wallace won praise in 2016 for his moderating of the third presidential debate. Fox News declined to comment for this article. Lesser-known candidates like Andrew Yang, a former tech executive, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii have made appearances in shorter segments on the network. But Mr. Sanders is currently a front-runner in the Democratic race, and his extended appearance Monday represented a bigger leap. The audience on Monday was significantly larger than the 1.95 million who watched Ms. Harris on CNN in January, the previous benchmark for televised town halls. Mr. Sanders attracted more viewers between the ages of 25 and 54, the key demographic in cable news, than the same night's broadcast of Rachel Maddow, who is MSNBC's top-rated star. Still, some candidates remain on the fence. And others seem ready to dodge the subject completely. Asked on Tuesday if she would participate in a Fox News town hall, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts told a reporter to speak to her communications director. "She's the one figuring out where we're going to go and who we're talking to," Ms. Warren said. Contacted on Wednesday, the communications director, Kristen Orthman, declined to comment.